I don't know, Fishby. I don't know. I feel like there's something I need to say. I brought up my friend Dusty, who tragically passed away a couple times. And his memorial service, when I go to something like that, I try to put myself in a frame of mind where my primary purpose there is to check in on my friends, on my people, and make sure they're all doing okay. That way I don't get too lost in my own shit. I think a lot of people respond to tragedy that way. You run around and take care of everyone else so you never have to deal with yourself. And I'm horrified as my brain was still wrung by the event, because growing up, I basically moved all over the... Well, I was born in San Fran, but then I got to Spokane and then just did this fucking triangle of Spokane, Seattle, Portland, like the whole time I grew up. And then worked in Seattle forever, blah, blah, blah. But, like, I started preschool in Spokane. And my friend Dusty was in my preschool class. One of two people I ended up graduating high school with that were in that preschool class. When we were, like, in third or fourth grade, for some reason it was time to join the Cub Scouts. And there was no one to be our Denley. I don't know. What do you call, like, the... Who fucking cares, right? I came in dead last at the Pine Box Derby. That's what I remember. I also remember that there was, like, nobody to, like, be in charge of, like, our little group. So, like, my mom had to do it. Which wasn't good for anybody. But Dusty was in that little clique, too. And then the 1 year of flag football I played, where I was naturally the quarterback. I mean, what other position could you put me? Dusty's dad, who was a great teacher at my high school, taught history, was our coach for that. And I simply can't allow the last words I say on this podcast about my friend Dusty to be what I said last week. I didn't really understand the ramifications of it. But I referred to Dusty as my friend that had had enough and thrown himself in the fucking river. And, well, that's basically accurate. I didn't intend it to be disrespectful to the memory of this friend that I love very, very much. And I don't want the last words I say on this podcast to be something like that, that cast aspersions on the memory of my friend. And also, you know, I think is inappropriate for his family too. So I really do sincerely apologize. And then to double down, not on the apology, but on the dumb shit I said. I also said my friend Dusty was fucking crazy. Which I meant as a compliment. He was crazy, but crazy smart. He was like the MacGyver figure. He's fucking... But I understand the juxtaposition of talking about someone who, especially the last few years of his life, were really, really, really tough. And to talk about it the way I did wasn't right. And this is coming from someone who was properly put in a mental hospital in Rhode Island after a failed attempt at taking my own life. That also happened to me in Florida. If you've heard the term Baker Act, I wasn't just there for 72 hours. I was there for like a few more. But I just wanted to apologize. And my friend Dusty was loved very, very much. And I think those should be my final public words on my great friend Dusty. Seems a little weird to switch now, to transition now into Columbia University. Those were ugly scenes. The scenes at UCLA are ugly scenes. And the world is mad. Gosh darn kids. But the kids, while I'm not excusing what they're doing, especially the anti-Semitic component of it, clearly. But there's a reason they don't rent cars to people under 25. Make terrible decisions. Put them in a group. The decision making. Are you bailing me out, Fishbear? All right, let's do your questions. We should have just gone to your questions after the... That's my mistake. Says, buenas adicción. All right. Wubba wubba, Mr. Breath of Nuts Galore. It's me, Fish B. And is your grandma still looking smoke show hot? And how is Biden going to win Florida by one vote? Isn't Florida deader than your dick for Democrats? And brilliant question. What does Spokane, Washington do better than anywhere else in the world? Okay. I'm going to go down to the DMV. I'm going to start signing shit, Mr. Breath of Nuts Galore. Hi, how are you? Bob Van Dyne, Mr. Breath of Nuts Galore. Gentleman of Leisure. Is my grandma still looking smoke show hot? She turns 98 on Tuesday. I went and sat with her all afternoon yesterday, and by sat with her, I mean went over to her house and drank her whiskey. Like, in the afternoon. No, but it was lovely to spend time with her. She's funny. Like 1,000 years ago when I was doing my radio shows, I'd always call my grandma. Like, if I got fucking stuck, like, oh shit, we gotta make this, you know, concert announcement or whatever the fuck, you know? Worst case scenario, let's call my grandma. Guaranteed comedy gold. And she fucking was. She was money every fucking time. Never let me down, not once. And for... No, she's... To answer your question, she's not looking smoke so hot. She's my grandma. Cock? And how is Biden going to win Florida by one vote? Isn't Florida deader than my dick for the Democrats? The 6-week abortion ban in Florida goes into effect today. My very young teenage son is at the vasectomy clinic right now. These are not games. But it's going to be on the ballot come November to enshrine some rights to reproductive health care in the Florida Constitution. The chance to legalize weed recreationally is also on the ballot. But I cannot tell you yet why the margin will be one vote. Just one. We'll get there, though. We'll get there. I might be able to tell you a little more next week. I think I can. And brilliant question. What does Spokane, Washington do better than anywhere else in the world? The slogan is near nature, near perfect. What do we do better? Host world's largest 3-on-3 basketball tournament. Is that verbal Viagra? Does that get you going? Is the blood rushing? You know, I'll tell you what I do think Spokane, Washington does do better than anywhere else in the world. It is no surprise to me that Sydney Sweeney is from Spokane, Washington. Because you can ask Death Metal Pat, like, you just go walking around. There's something about the water, I don't know. But we just churn out fucking hot white chicks. Like NVIDIA turned semiconductors. I'm not 100% what else we're really great at. Like, we're like a mineral hub. Lots of trains, lots of minerals. We got lumber. But the thing we do better than anywhere else in the world, I mean, we just make them, you know? We don't have a lot of variety, but if you're into, like, really hot white chicks, come to Spokane, Washington. And the unofficial slogan of Spokane, which is better than the official one, is keep Spokane kind of gross, which is accurate and fun, and, you know, we don't take ourselves too seriously here. All right. We only have 15 minutes, just about up. Up by noon at the latest every single weekday, except for when it's not. May we all live beautifully today. Say adios, fish bait.